Any interesting... We met Esty Heim the other day.
We met Esty Heim.
That was wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, she... listeners, if you come to Ezra's comedy shows, you might see celebrities.
Yeah. A member of my team DM'd her to be like, hey, do you have any interest in coming to an improv show? And she did.
So interesting.
And they like are friends now, yeah, which is awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
There was like some context, but not much more than that.
Yeah.
Honestly, like that's basically exactly what happened.
Yeah. And then when we went to go say hi, they were already taking a picture. And so I was right next to Esty in the picture, and she was like had her arm around me. And I was like, I didn't even meet you yet. Yeah.
And then she introduced herself to us with hugs.
Yeah.
Like we knew each other.
She's a very nice lady.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back. This is Cuckoo Bananas! Exclamation point! Degrassi, colon, the Next Generation podcast!
Exclamation mark!
There's nothing there.
Oh, I'm just adding. I'm excited.
You're excited. Yeah. Okay, got it. I'm your host Keely Bell, and I am joined with.
Hello, my name is Ezra Parter.
Hell yeah, I am a self-proclaimed Degrassi expert, and Ezra is my boyfriend who knows nothing
about Degrassi.
I feel like I'm in a very clear state of mind today. I actually remembered to do that.
Yeah, I know. We never remember to do that.
Yeah, I think this is...
Almost every episode you've heard that, it's been edited in from another episode.
That's not true. That's simply untrue. What happens is we remember partway through, and then we're like, oh, wait, yeah.
And it's edited in from later, yeah.
No, it's never edited. I just leave it in where
I'm not allowed to listen, so I don't know.
I mean, you can listen to our episodes.
No, I'm not allowed to listen to the podcast. I'm not subscribed.
God. Well, what have we been up to?
We saw Drunk Theater the other night.
That was very fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, your friends are very funny.
Yeah, it's an improv show where one of them has to take 5 shots and they like spin a wheel to determine who it is. But it was my friend Itai's birthday, so the wheel only had his name on it in
so
various
funny.
Ways.
And they didn't even spin it.
I was
like,
spin it.
Part of me, I was like, I want you to spin it anyway.
I know. It's kind of like edging when you.
Yeah.
Like I was edged for a spin.
Yeah, there's a wheel on the stage. I want to see it spin.
Yeah.
But yeah, they just were like, we're just going to give up the conceit of this and make the birthday boy take 5 shots.
Yeah. The show was very fun. They improvised one act plays based on titles written down by audience members. Beforehand.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was, it's a lot of fun. If you're ever in the LA area, they do it every Friday night. It's really fun.
Santa Monica Playhouse. Mm-hmm. Free plug for Drunk Theater.
Free plug. Yeah. Pay us. Pay us comedy.
Pay us, my friends.
Advertising you on a podcast that has about 200 average listeners.
But truly, if any of you are in Santa Monica, go.
Yeah. That one was a punctuation fart.
I don't think it picked up.
It probably didn't. It never does.
Yeah. I fart every episode.
Oh,
lots.
Yeah, I know. You fart every day. Lots. So what else have we been up to? We went to Daniel's housewarming the other day.
Yes, we did. Yes, we
watched
did.
Michael's Survivor thing. That was funny. Mm-hmm.
Does the audience already know about it?
Yes. We talked about it in the episode that came out yesterday.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Yeah, that was wild. I don't watch a lot of Survivor, so I was very confused.
Yeah, me neither. But I understood like the idea of
it
all.
Right, yes.
And but Daniel made it, what, 4th place?
He ended up 4th, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good for him.
Yeah,
good
job, Daniel.
But yeah, the party was really fun. And I'm sure the listener is waiting at the edge of their seat to figure out what we wore, because Daniel and I were talking about the theme last episode. I was a Disney adult because my Degrassi Panthers cheerleading top that I made in 2020, the fabric glue is so dried around the collar that it does not stretch over my head anymore, which means I should probably get rid of it.
It's an heirloom.
It's something to look at, not necessarily to wear. And I can always cut off the collar.
True.
Yeah.
Or we could frame it and put it on the wall.
That's true. That's true. What did you wear, honey?
I wore an improv flannel over a t-shirt that says, I have explosive diarrhea and a boner, and has a big smiley face wearing sunglasses.
Daniel got that for you for Christmas.
That's right. One of many Daniel shirts from that Christmas that were very funny and given out to many people.
Yeah, so funny. My favorite ones are yours. I have explosive diarrhea and a boner. Mine said, born to shit, forced to wipe. And it's so, I wear it to bed like every night and it's so worn out that you can't even read it anymore. Michael says, cum dumpster, right?
Daniel got two. One is boner garage.
Yes.
And the other
is I like sucking dicks with my butthole. It's so funny.
Which then yesterday in my daily misinformer meeting, Paul was like, I keep seeing these pictures of gay guys out at clubs wearing shirts that say things like, I like sucking dick with my butthole. And I was like, I know where those are from.
Yeah, I kind of want a new one now because mine is like so worn. I want one that's like funnier.
Yeah.
I liked mine because it
was a good one.
That one was good because I am notorious for my IBS flare ups. But they're less of a thing now in my life. So I poop pretty consistently now. That's where we've been. Nothing else, right? Oh, I'm the choreographer of my show now.
Oh, yes, yes. Keely's ascended to her natural born title.
I can't believe I did that. I could just tell that the director needed some help and our choreographer backed out. And I was like, you know what? This is a show that's got a lot of like older people in it. So it's not like the choreography is going to have to be too crazy. Mm-hmm. And I miss choreographing shows. I used to do it all the time with Aaron.
Yeah.
And then I volunteered.
You're qualified. You're excited.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Danica and I are going to work on it tonight. It actually just got pushed back to 8 o'clock because her job has been she's on set with an animal.
Ooh.
Yeah, she trains my friend Danica trains animals for TV and film.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and so her dog is gonna be on Shrinking.
Oh yeah. Fun. I'm glad they're making another season of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really like that show.
I believe it's her dog. It might be a cat, but I think it's her dog.
Well, I'll look out for any animals in that show and be like, it's Danica.
She's possibly the coolest person I know. Now that I think about it, and I just say that out loud, like she's a very talented actor, singer, and animal trainer. Like that's
pretty cool.
Maybe the coolest person.
Yeah. It's definitely cooler than Esty Heim.
Yeah, definitely. You know, when you're a multi-hyphenate, you can be cooler than a Grammy Award winning artist.
That's right. No, I think Esty tops our list of people we know now.
Yeah.
Just not even most talented, just people.
Just people.
The list of people.
Well, she is very tall.
She is, yes.
So I think she would top the list.
I think she might actually be the tallest woman I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I mean, there was a girl in high school named Lauren who ended up playing volleyball at University of Washington. Mm-hmm. She was pretty tall.
Mm-hmm.
She was the center on the basketball team. Do I know her personally? Nah. So she doesn't count.
My old roommate, Danielle, I believe is about 6 foot.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Lauren was 6'2", I think.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You know who's taller than both of those? Is that girl from your old improv team.
What?
That one girl, the tall girl.
Oh, really? Catherine's taller than?
I think so.
6 foot?
She looks like it.
Yeah, she's taller than me.
Yeah.
Duh.
Okay, well, honey.
I'm 5'11".
You're 5'10". Why are you lying 2 and a half years into our relationship?
My shoe size is 15. My dick size is 45. And I weigh 10 pounds.
The mental image of a person that fits that description is crazy. It's like flat Stanley with giant feet and a dick that's like
that has
really
to like
wide.
Coil around on the ground.
Yeah.
Stupid. Because I didn't say 45 watts.
Yeah.
Miles.
I'm thinking
miles.
I'm thinking width, like diameter.
Just ultimate chode. I'm so sorry. I always make this show a dick joke.
One time Aaron Walters said that his dick was like 6 acres long. And I was like, I was a teenager and I was like, that's not funny. Like I had said, like the amount, like the closer to reality that the amount is the funnier it gets. Mm-hmm. When it's so far out of reality, this is what I said as a 16-year-old.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, when it's so far out of reality, it's less funny. Mm-hmm. And now as an adult, I'm like, no, that's pretty funny.
I'm glad you learned.
Yeah. Yeah, acres. anyway.
It's the use of a completely inappropriate measuring.
Yeah, but we're not here to talk about dicks. We're not here to talk about measuring systems, though they did use both Fahrenheit and Celsius in this episode.
That was unnecessary, but yes, they did.
Yeah, because like I think it's because they knew that their audience was in America, mm-hmm. so they had to say Fahrenheit first, but then say Celsius, and mm-hmm. they gave the line to Liberty, who would know.
That's true.
And so that was really silly. We're not here to talk about parties. We're not here to talk about Haim. Mm-hmm. We are indeed here to talk about Degrassi, The Next Generation, season 4. Ezra's been playing with the wire on my headphones and making my headphones glitch out.
And I really don't mean to. It just keeps happening.
Yeah.
I'll switch hands for the mic. Then I can't.
Okay. Yeah, smart. So we just watched, we are here to talk about Degrassi, The Next Generation, season 4, episode 16. Eye of the Tiger. And do you remember your prediction?
Not even a little bit.
I remember it a little bit, I think.
Okay.
You kind of guessed right. You said Jimmy's coming back to school.
Okay.
And dealing with Spinner.
Nice.
I actually don't remember much else. I think you got it. I think you got it. I think you nailed it. And I also gave you the hint about the B plot. And I don't remember what you said about that, but I do not think that you got it right.
I'm pretty sure I said JT fights Danny over Liberty. But maybe that was my joke prediction because I was saying that.
I don't know. I'll have to listen back.
I'm kidding. I don't know.
I'll have to listen back.
I have no idea what I said.
I have no idea what you said. Yeah. So you could have. So yeah, let's get into the recap, I guess.
Okay.
So just as we predicted.
Yeah.
Jimmy's back at Degrassi. He's on that handicapable van. He's in that handicapable van, mm-hmm. getting lowered to the ground, and he is met with fanfare.
Yeah, everybody's there cheering for him. It's really nice.
Mm-hmm. It's really sweet. Mm-hmm. And Hazel's like, "My boyfriend's back," and does she say the whole line? "My boyfriend's back, and you're gonna be in trouble."
No.
Oh no. "Hey, y'all, my boyfriend's back."
Yeah. "Hey, y'all, my boyfriend's back," and I'm like, "Oh, you're still dating and around."
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
"Hey, y'all, Hazel's back" is really what the line should have been.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then Jimmy's excited to be back, but then we see that like behind the crowd of everybody clapping for him and welcoming mm-hmm. him with open arms, Spinner and Manny are standing at the entrance of Degrassi, really far away from everybody, waving awkwardly. And Jimmy's like, And Marco's like, "Yeah, everyone's glad you're back." And Jimmy's like, "Really? Everyone?" And he looks at Spinner, because as we know, Spinner has not been visiting him in the hospital and basically went radio silent on Jimmy ever since he was shot.
Yeah.
Because as we all know, Spinner is the reason that Jimmy got shot.
100%.
100%.
And I guess you could give Jay some credit.
Yeah.
But Jay would never have been friends anyway.
So. Yeah. Like, that's really the betrayal of it all, is because, like, yeah, Jay's a bad guy, but he had no loyalty to Jimmy.
No.
If Jay had just done this, then yeah, it would have sucked, but like,
but Spinner's been a self-serving asshole this whole time to Jimmy. Like,
yeah.
Stealing his iPad or whatever.
Yeah. Stealing his MP3 player. They haven't been the best of friends
to each other. I hate Spinner.
And Spinner has been very, like you said, selfish.
Yeah.
And he's always been jealous of Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just been a lot of tension there already.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes all of this even more tragic. But Jimmy doesn't know this. Only the audience and Spinner know this.
Mm-hmm.
So then Jimmy's in the computer lab and Spinner approaches him and apologizes. Oh, yeah, the opening credits happened. After the opening credits, Spinner apologizes to Jimmy in the computer lab. And
he's like, "I'm sorry I didn't come to the hospital. It's just like, I've been busy."
Yeah. He's like, "Things got really busy around here." "Oh, yeah, Spinner. Like, what have you been up to?" You've been with your band.
Yeah, stealing your band stealing the band from Craig, stealing Manny from Craig. What else?
Mm-hmm. That's all.
Working at the Dot.
Recording that really bad version of Dust.
From Craig.
From Craig. Being mean to Ashley.
From Craig.
Yeah, things have been not that busy, sir.
Here's how it is. Without Jimmy around, Spinner had to fuck over Craig.
Yeah, that's actually so true. He needed somebody to fuck over.
Yeah, because Spinner's awful and everyone knows it.
Yeah. And Jimmy's mad at him.
Yeah.
At the start.
Mm-hmm.
But then ultimately forgiving. He's like, "You know what? I've already had a brush with death. Whatever. Take a seat." Spin.
So then we get a montage of Spinner just like doing good stuff for Jimmy.
Yeah. He becomes like the accessibility police.
Yeah.
All throughout the school. And I love episodes where we get a montage. That means I don't have to take notes for about a good minute, which is nice. Spinner, and I have it in my notes. I say, Spinner is Jimmy's little willing slave all day. Montage. So that includes like helping him get his books out of his locker, taping down cords in the computer lab so that Jimmy's wheels don't get caught in them. Just being a little bitch.
Yeah, getting stuff out of his locker. And honestly, like, if we didn't know that Spinner was doing this because he felt guilty, then it would be like, oh wow, Spinner, you're being a nice guy. But it's not. It's not that at all.
Exactly. He feels immense guilt. And and to Jimmy, from Jimmy's perspective, it might come off as guilt for not going to the hospital.
Yes.
Because it's like, okay, well, while Marco and Craig served their time, that's not how I should put it, but you know.
But yeah, that's accurate.
Marco and Craig served their time at the hospital. Now Spinner's making up for it is maybe what Jimmy was thinking.
Yeah, yeah. But and you can tell that Jimmy's aware that it's not selfless.
Yeah. And we know that Spinner is doing all of this out of like extreme guilt. And so then he approaches Coach Armstrong after looking in the trophy case at Jimmy's name on the MVP trophy for 2 years in a row. And so Jimmy even got the MVP trophy when he
wasn't on the team,
when he got kicked off the team for taking Spinner's Ritalin. No, that might have been great.
That was season one or two.
If it was season two,
then this timeline's broken.
No, if it was season two, then this timeline's correct, because 2 years, they're juniors.
So
and Jimmy hasn't gotten the MVP
this
yet.
Is season four.
He started in eighth grade. Season two would have been grade nine. So grades 9 and 10, and then he got kicked off of the team for taking Spinner's Ritalin.
Yeah.
So if it were... No, actually, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I'm right. He would have to have won the MVP seasons 2 and 3.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that's a fuck up.
Yeah, that's a continuity issue.
Sorry, Laura, you screwed up.
Who's Laura?
Who wrote the show?
Linda Schuyler.
I was like, I know I'm wrong.
If your name is Laura, I deeply apologize for that jump scare that my boyfriend just gave you.
Sorry, Linda, you fucked up.
And Spinner approaches Coach Armstrong and he asks him a favor. We do not see what this favor is at the time. So then we go to the B plot. JT and Liberty are kissing at Liberty's house. And they're just so gross. It's cute.
She says, your lips taste like jelly.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
What is that? They're not supposed to feel or taste like jelly.
Yeah, is he... that just tells me that JT's sticky.
That tells me that Liberty doesn't know what kissing is.
They're just really gross.
And the whole time I kept thinking... JT, you should say your lips taste like gums.
Wow.
She got big gums.
Wow.
They're sticking out.
We're body shaming. Sarah Bearable to shower over here.
I mean, body shaming. I didn't say it was bad.
Body shaming. I was thinking it.
I didn't say it.
She does have a gummy smile. And Danny's there and he feels left out. Clearly he's like over this like my best friend is dating my sister thing.
He's like, come skateboard with me, and she's like, come hot tub with me, and JT's like, I think I'm gonna go in the tub with the girl, thanks.
He says, rolling around with you on the street or rolling around in the water with your sister. And then he goes in to the hot tub with Liberty.
Which, look, big fan of JT. That wasn't very funny, and it was super insensitive to Danny.
Oh, come on.
I mean, no. Like, you know you're dating your friend's sister. You can't be like, I'm going to go fuck your sister.
He's not fucking his sister.
I know, but that's roll around in the... That's the implication.
Sure. I mean...
It's going to be make out, but yeah. You
understand
it.
That they're 15.
Yeah.
Like, he's not thinking of Danny's trauma right now.
I guess that's true.
But
I would have been.
Yeah, oh, because you're such a good person. Oh my God, you're such a good person.
Yeah.
Should we throw a party? Should we invite Bella Hadid?
Well, it's just if...
That's my favorite meme.
I don't get it, but I like it.
It's just... Yeah, keep going.
Like, okay, when my high school girlfriend, Mm-hmm. I didn't know her brother first, so I didn't care at all.
Mm-hmm.
But like my high school friend's sister, I never mm-hmm. would have tried to date.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay. Which is interesting because that's all girls fantasize about. It's like, it's you should date my brother so that we can become sisters.
Right.
But then boys are never like, you should date my sister so we can become brothers. It's stay the fuck away from my sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I know who you are and how you talk and what you do. And you're going to be talking that thing, those things about my sister.
Yeah. And it's also the like protective of women. Like,
yeah.
Women's sexuality. You mm-hmm. know, it's patriarchy.
Yeah.
But also, it's good and it's right.
Okay, yeah.
No, but I mean, there are friends of mine who I would have been happy to date my sister,
mm-hmm.
and but not very many.
Yeah, yeah. So Danny's like, but what about when Dad comes home? You're going to get so in trouble when he sees you guys in the hot tub. And mm. Liberty's like, no, we're not, because when he comes home, you're going to give us the signal. And Danny's like, he can't. He's like annoyed that he's like being demoted to just like the guard dog,
yeah,
for this couple.
Yeah. And like to not even to just be so present, like obviously he's pissed and you're just like, you're gonna do this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least ask.
Well, I think they're also taking advantage of the fact that he's little.
Yeah, true.
He's a grade 9, I believe.
Yeah, he's younger.
If not a grade 8, a grade 9.
Yeah. Still.
And because, yeah, this show sometimes forgets that they are a middle and high school. Eventually, it will forget entirely and it will simply just be 9, 10, 11, 12.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But right now, I believe they are still 7 to 12 mm-hmm. school. So Danny might be grade 8.
Poor kid.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Gotta grow up.
But in season 8, I think he's in his senior year, so maybe he is grade 9.
Hmm.
Yeah, that sounds right. Well, anyway. No? Yeah.
I trust you to know these things.
Yeah, I trust me to know these things too, and yet. Anyway, so then at the basketball game, the team, both teams, not just the Degrassi team, the guys they're playing too, which mm-hmm. is very kind of them, mm-hmm. they go out onto the field.
The basketball field.
They go out onto the stage.
The wooden basketball field stage.
They go onto the court, mm-hmm. and Coach Armstrong presents Jimmy with the MVP trophy, and they've now named it the Jimmy Brooks Award, mm-hmm. which is so sweet to honor him. And that's what Spinner was asking Armstrong's a favor of. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy... Oh, also, Spinner's on the basketball team now.
He sort of has been, but now he plays.
Yeah, he was
like
the,
before he was.
He was the manager. Yeah,
and yeah.
Which was, why are you playing? I guess maybe he took Sean's spot.
Yeah, or Jimmy's.
Or Jimmy's.
Yeah.
Imagine you put your friend in the hospital, and then you take his spot on the basketball team, which is like his goal for life.
Yeah,
that would
very
be
very Tonya Harding of you.
Very Tonya Harding.
Do you think Jay is short for Galooly? Jeff Galooly?
Is that the guy that did the hitting?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy's happy to have this trophy be in his honor, but now he's sad because it's in his honor, and that means that he can't play on the court anymore, mm-hmm. which is...
Yeah, he says with like a shaky smile, I'll be back to win a third one next year, but he knows he won't.
Yeah, yeah. So then Liberty's dad gets home, and he's like, Daniel... Where is Liberty? Because that's how he talks. And Danny's like, oh, as we remember, he's supposed to give the signal. But he goes, yeah, she's out back.
And then instead of the signal that they wanted was a woof.
Yeah, bark.
And instead of barking loudly, he just goes, woof.
So
pretty
good.
Funny. Yeah.
I love Danny. Daniel Van Zandt is such a good character.
The actor's got good comedic timing.
Oh yeah, Dalmar. There's a reason he's one of the most successful actors coming out of Degrassi.
Oh, he is.
He is.
Oh wow.
He works consistently to this day.
Good for him. Yeah, he is good.
Yeah, he's really good. And so then they get in trouble immediately. Their dad finds Liberty and JT in the hot tub, and he's like, "Get out of my house, JT." And then Liberty's like, Dad, he's one of my oldest friends. And then he goes, he's also a teenage boy.
Yeah, they were actively kissing when Dad walked in. So it's not just your old friend, Liberty.
Yeah, you know. And so then he basically is like, You can't date. If you want to see JT again, it'll be when you're 20. God. No wonder she's like this.
Yeah, seriously. Look, parents, do what you want, but don't do this.
Yeah.
If you're a parent listening to the show, do better.
Yeah. So all the parents listening, I bet there are parents listening and they're like, wow.
Yeah.
Do they think I'm old?
Yeah. You're probably younger than us, but you're still old
because
you have kids.
Yeah.
It's a fact.
So Jimmy is in the gym alone, trying to shoot some hoops, but he's frustrated. He bounces the ball directly into his wheel.
Yeah. That was tough. I mean, it's not an easy acting thing to bounce a ball bad, but that
can't be where you thought it should go.
Yeah. That was obvious.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine there weren't like at least two other takes that were decent.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's on the editors too. It's not just Tim Drake. The only time I've ever given Drake leeway.
Yeah. So Spinner sees him and comes in, and he sees that he's frustrated, and he's like, you'll be back next year. You'll be doing it better next year. And Jimmy's like, don't you see? Don't you hate when people say that?
Yeah.
He doesn't say that, but basically, essentially. Yeah. He's like, don't you see? Nothing. This is not going to get better. I am confined to this wheelchair, which, you know, that's the language they use in this episode. I'm not saying that. They're saying that. He's like, I am in this wheelchair for the rest of my life. Sometimes I think about Rick and I kind of wish he'd finished the job. And Spinner is wrought with guilt.
Yeah.
You can see it just with every sentence Jimmy says is another brick on Spinner's back.
Even this terrible acting, it's like so clear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's ugly. It's not good, but it's coming through.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Drake, on the other hand, fantastic acting.
Fantastic acting.
So good in that scene.
Why is he a singer? He should just be an actor.
I agree. And like, you know, I don't remember if we said this on the pod, but it's so frustrating that to know that now that Drake is Drake, he'll likely never be that actor again.
Right.
So it's like, even if he does do a movie,
he has to do it as Drake.
Yeah. We know who he is now. He's not going to give. He's just going to go out there and be Drake, which sucks because he's very talented as an actor.
Yeah.
And so then that prompts Spinner to finally confess. Mm-hmm. And he admits to Jimmy that he and Jay set him up.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where I will get on Drake's acting a bit. I wish there was more shock.
Yeah.
He doesn't look shocked to receive this news at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I wish there was a moment of realization.
Yeah, that would have been good. I wonder if the direction was like you've suspected.
Yeah.
Because the way he reacted to it was like, oh, uh-huh.
This all makes sense now.
Now it all connects. But I'm like, that's not... This should be a bombshell.
Yeah. I wanted like a moment on his face of just his heart dropping into his chest. Or out of his chest, and him being like, because Spinner says, "We told Rick it was you," and then Jimmy goes, "And then he shot me," and then he rolls away. I wish there was just like a moment of him going,
ugh. "Yeah,"
and then he shot me.
Yeah,
he would have ate that shit up anyway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it does seem like if the direction was what I said to like. Mm-hmm. That you kind of already suspected. It's like, I guess maybe he was sitting in bed stewing about like why Spinner hasn't come.
Right.
But I feel like there's no person on earth who would jump to, my friend told the guy to shoot me.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, he didn't.
No, but you know what I mean.
Like, my friend is the reason I was shot.
Yeah. But like, yeah, that just, it didn't feel satisfying in the end there.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, Jimmy leaves and Spinner's like, oh God. So then the next day Spinner comes to school and Craig and Marco immediately Jimmy defense squad. Mm-hmm. They jump in front of Spinner and they're like, wow, we can't believe you decided to show up today. Get out of Jimmy's life. And especially don't come to his party we're having this afternoon at Jimmy's house.
Yeah, I think so.
At Jimmy's house at this time, which I guess Spinner already knew.
Jimmy's family used to have an apartment.
They did. Maybe they bought a house
so that he could get there easily?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I know they had to like trick out the apartment or something. That was like a minor plot line.
Yeah. Well, I think I was just saying apartment. Maybe they were saying house. Maybe they moved. Yeah,
maybe they moved.
But yeah, they definitely used to live in like a high rise.
I got to say, Degrassi characters don't move off screen. Okay. It's confusing.
It's so confusing.
If you're going to move, do it where I can see it.
Yeah. We got a whole episode about Emma moving to the basement.
Yeah. We had a whole episode about Sean moving home. And we had another episode about, I want to call her Tina. That's not right. The girl who moved in with Sean.
Ellie,
thank you.
What?
I knew it wasn't right.
Tina?
That's what came to mind.
She looks nothing like a Tina.
I knew it wasn't right.
Wow.
Ellie, right?
So then, so yeah, Craig and Marco are like, Spinner, nobody wants to be your friend anymore. And then Spinner's like, oh wow, my friends don't want to be my friends anymore. You know what? As expected. Then he sees Manny down the hall, his girlfriend, and he goes, Manny. And then she looks at him and gives him the cold shoulder too.
Oh yeah. She got the ick hard from him getting his friend shot.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. They got together how many episodes ago?
Two.
When?
Oh, or like started getting together a while back.
Well, no. They've been together, like, they were talking for way longer, mm-hmm. but they officially got together exactly two episodes ago.
Yeah.
Or I mean, like, two counting a two-part episode.
Sure, sure.
So they're the shortest-lived Degrassi couple ever.
Wow.
And yeah, she gives him the cold shoulder
honestly.
Immediately.
He can do so much better.
Mm-hmm. So then...
She's not going to date Jay, is she?
I don't know.
Oh, God. She's going to do worse? No.
I don't know. Is there anyone worse than Jay? We'll find out.
There's someone worse than Jay?
I'm sure there is. Let me think.
Another high schooler that played by a 40-year-old man?
Actually, I don't know if you would consider this person worse than Jay.
Okay.
But some would, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. We do have to get to season 7 now, because there is something interesting in season 7 that I think you should see. But anyway, so Danny tries to tell JT that he doesn't have permission to date his sister, which is so funny coming from a 5'2" little curly haired child and
wearing full like skateboard safety gear. Too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Elbow pads, wrist pads, knee pads.
Yeah. And JT's like, oh, fuck off, essentially. And he says, what does he say? He says something that prompts Danny to say, like, you'll need my sister's help to read the directions for your penis pump.
Oh, it's Danny's like, wow, she's the smartest girl in the school. You don't deserve, like, she shouldn't be with somebody like you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, she's the smartest girl in the school, and she chose to be with someone like me.
Yeah.
And then Danny's like, well, you're going to need her help to read your penis pump directions.
Yeah. And then you hear all the people around them being like, oh,
whoa, penis pump.
What? And then JT is like, and he walks up to Danny and he pushes him, and then Danny pushes back, and then suddenly they're nerd fighting.
Mm-hmm.
And
Danny bites him.
He bites him on the arm.
And then JT gives him a wedgie.
Yeah, it's so good. Nerd fighting. Because like we've seen a lot of fights on this show.
Sure.
Jay, Sean, Jimmy, all those characters have fought people. Mm-hmm. And it's fine. It's normal fighting. Nerd fighting, however... 10 times funnier.
Yeah.
And
then JT pushes him a little bit.
Yes.
And Danny falls a little bit. And I got flashbacks to this show that we were watching recently where somebody hit the back of their head on a really big rock.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, also Terry.
And also Terry.
but no, he just was bleeding a little bit on the back of his head.
Yeah, he hit his head on the sidewalk. And Liberty comes up and is like, Danny, what happened? And JT's like, He started it. And Liberty puts her hand behind his head and sees that he's bleeding. And she's like, you're bleeding. And then she delivers the worst line possible ever in my life. She looks up at JT and she goes, my brother's bleeding because of you. Which is such a stupid line. Mm-hmm. I really don't understand why anyone wrote that.
Yeah. And it was like, anybody who saw the line "You're bleeding" already understood the context of JT made my brother's head bleed.
Yeah,
like, you didn't need to say it out loud.
You really didn't. so she takes Danny away, and JT's like, "Damn it, he's fucked up."
JT's like, "Damn it, I wasn't done. I was gonna make him bleed more."
At the dot. Spinner's friends aren't around, and isn't it funny, like, I just thought about this, I'm like, because the one of his coworkers is like, "Hey, why aren't your friends around here, like, this place is usually bumping after school," and it turns out that Spinner's been drawing business to the dot
insane
since he's been working there.
It's crazy.
And so him admitting to doing that thing to get Jimmy shot has now lost the dot business. Wow. Which is incredible.
I mean, you never see how the consequences of your actions can spin out wide.
Yeah, because it's like, I bet there were kids at school like, "Oh, should we go to the dot after school?" That kid who got Jimmy shot works there. Yeah, we don't want to be around him.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I mean, now the owner of the dot should probably fire Spinner.
Should.
Yeah.
Should, but.
For costing him business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so then, what?
Spinner shouldn't be welcome in this town no more.
Spinner should get out of this town.
This town ain't big enough for the both of us, Spinner. Me having to watch the town and you, no, get out.
And so Jay comes in and he's like, "Oh yeah, I should have known that you would blab." And then Spinner is like, what does Spinner say that makes them almost start fighting? He like says, I think he tells that he gave Jay's name up to Jimmy.
I don't think he did.
But yeah, something happens and he pisses Jay off, and then they almost fight. And then Spinner's coworker,
random dreadlocks white lady.
Yeah, she has like crazy orange and yellow dreadlocks, breaks them apart. And
she's like, "You can't fight today, okay? I've got a Rage Against the Machine concert to go to."
And so Jay goes outside and Spinner goes outside and he's like, "Let's fight. You want to fight? Let's fight right here." And Jay's like, "I actually didn't want to fight, actually. I brought alcohol."
"I wanted to introduce you to my two friends, rum and Coke. Rum's kind of mean, but Coke's pretty sweet." Shut up, Jay.
So I think is the implication here that Jay is rum and Spinner is Coke?
I didn't get that at all. I just got the implication here is Jay's a fucking dumbass.
Yeah.
Who can buy alcohol because he's 45 years old.
And so, yeah. So Spinner's like, that's boy logic on this show is so silly. Because these boys will fight all the time. Mm-hmm. And then literally moments later be like, "You know what? We're friends, actually." Because yeah. That happened with Jay and Sean, too. Mm-hmm. They fought and then immediately were like, "Let's hang out." So Spinner is like instantly intrigued and they start a drinking.
Mm-hmm. Jay takes the Pepsi, or I guess Coke, whatever
it's just
it was.
Cola.
Yeah. Right, it's not name brand.
Yeah.
And pours it into the rum bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, "You idiot. Now you have a bottle you can't take in public and a recyclable bottle. If you're a good alcoholic, you put the alcohol in the plastic bottle so you can walk around with it."
Mm-hmm.
"You stupid man."
Mm-hmm. I think that just shows that they're not alcoholics yet.
Okay.
And so
I don't know. Look at the capillaries on that old man's face. He's an alcoholic for sure.
So then Danny goes to Liberty. She's at the hot tub, right? And she's like ripping up all of her like JT.
Yeah, she's ripping up the love letters.
Yeah,
I guess, that we don't know about.
Yeah,
they just
I guess.
Happened to be a thing. That made no sense.
Yeah, and she's heartbroken and she's mad. Like, even though she's the one who said that JT is responsible for this, then she can't date JT because he's her brother's friend.
Mm-hmm.
She also recognizes that Danny was the asshole who instigated all of this.
Yeah.
And now because her brother's like immaturity on the situation, she can't date her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And then Danny starts to feel the guilt of that. And so then we go to the woods. And Spinner and Jay are drunk walking through the woods. And Jay's like, "Well, they shouldn't even blame you for this, man." Like, it's, and Jimmy's like, and Spinner's like, "Yeah, like this is like, I was holding the gun. They're treating me like I shot Jimmy." And Jay's like, yeah, yeah, you should tell them that. And Spinner's like, I think I'm gonna.
This scene is more proof to me that Jay is too old, because his drunk acting is decent and Spinner's just terrible, like a kid would do. It's so bad.
Yeah. So then Spinner goes to Jimmy's welcome home party.
Mm-hmm. Which is just like five friends playing
karaoke.
Doing karaoke in the living room. Not the party I was expecting at all.
Me neither. And everyone is immediately like, Spinner, we don't want you here. Yeah. Go. And he's like, no, you need to hear me. I'm sorry. And they're like, no, we don't want to. And Jimmy's like, leave, leave. Mm-hmm. And so Spinner's like, fine. You don't want me here? Fine. He gets in his car and he's about to drive drunk, which he already drove there drunk.
Well, okay, that was confusing to me because the keys were on the ledge in the at the house, but I don't think he put them there. So, like, how did he get there and the keys were there?
He must have set them down when he came there.
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it looked like he was like, oh, the keys. He, like, he discovered them.
No, I think the discovery there was, I'm about to make a bad decision.
Oh, okay.
I'm about to be emotional and make a bad decision and consciously do that. Mm.
All right.
And yeah, he grabs the keys and he's about to drive drunk. And Marco follows him because Marco is a good fucking person. Even though they were like, get out of Jimmy's life, we don't want to see you here. They're like, they're also like, fuck, we don't want you to die or kill someone else, I guess.
Yeah.
And so Marco
because
tries.
The kids at home need to know that even if you're mad at someone, drunk driving is serious.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Marco tries to stop him, but Spinner's like, no, leave me alone, Marco. And Marco goes inside and he's like, guys, we got to stop Spinner.
Craig. Everyone else too. Craig.
Well, Craig's tall.
No, I get it.
Craig's a tall, able-bodied male person who could physically take Spinner if he had to.
And who's been like pals with Spinner lately.
Yes, yes.
So I get it. It just was funny.
Yeah, he's not a 5'2" little girl.
Yeah.
Which Hazel and
you should
Paige
not
both
be
are.
Calling Marco that.
Neither of us are homophobic, I promise.
It's true.
Craig goes, the whole gang goes outside and they're trying to stop Spinner from driving. And he's like, no, just leave me alone. And then he's about to start driving away just when he like revs the engine. And as he's about to go, Jimmy rolls out in front of him. And Spinner's like, Jimmy, move.
He barely stops the car before hitting Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah. And
Jimmy's like, I don't feel sorry for you, man. I don't forgive you. Mm-hmm. What you did was fucked up, but I guess you can go drive off a bridge. And gets out of the way. And it's like, well, wait, I thought you were going to say but and then try to stop him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just putting the choice in his hands like that made it clear enough for him to stop.
Yeah, for sure. And he also tells him, or Spinner says something like, you're my best friend. And Jimmy's like, when have you been a friend to me?
Oh, yeah.
When you got me shot, when you told me about it. And Spinner's like, I told you because you needed to know. And Jimmy's like, no, you didn't. You just did it because you felt guilty. And it's like, yeah, he didn't. Jimmy didn't necessarily need to know, but Spinner needed to get it off of his chest.
That's right.
And yeah,
this kids is why you go to therapy. So you can tell your therapist and they'll tell you if you should actually tell somebody.
Exactly.
Or not.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If Spinner had just gone to therapy, he could still have his friends and his girlfriend.
Well, not Spinner, but you at home. It could work for you. Could never have worked for him.
But yeah, Jimmy tells Spinner that he could drive off a bridge for all he cares. He's dead to him already. Mm-hmm. Ouch. That hurt me. That hurt me.
Yeah.
And like you said, he putting the choice in Spinner's hands. He's like, you know what? I can't give Jimmy what he wants. He puts the keys in
just
Craig's
continues
hand.
To be a bad friend to Jimmy and won't do what he wants.
Yeah. He won't drive off a cliff. Gives Craig the keys.
You
and
had a chance to get forgiven.
Decides not to drive. So then at the Van Zandt household, Danny has called JT to come over and make up with Liberty. And when their dad gets home, he like tells them to go to the hot tub and he's going to cover for them. Like like they wanted him to at the beginning of the episode. I almost said like he should have done, but I don't think he should have done anything. He had to learn,
I guess. I don't understand the lesson, really. It's just like, lie for your sister.
Have your sister's back. And yeah, understand, like, I think what...
I mean, I get the lesson about letting Liberty and JT date. And yeah, not being possessive of your sister, because that's patriarchal shit.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, and it's really just, like, have your sister's back. You know, like, because it's not just, like, lying to their parents for her. It's because they know that their parents are being unreasonable about her dating. And so he's like, okay, I should have Liberty's back when she wants something perfectly reasonable and a normal human experience, like having a boyfriend. And yeah, the dad comes home and Danny covers for them. And then their dad leaves and Danny's like, all right, guys, he's gone. And as soon as he turns around, they're making out, they're making oat, which is really funny.
Yeah, he's like, all right, guys, they're gone. Oh!
And it's not even like a heavy makeout. They're just like...
I fully expected like the camera to turn over and it's just penetrative sex. Like the way he reacted, it was like...
Yeah. But they kiss in the most chaste way. Like their bodies are barely moving.
Yeah.
They're just like, their mouths are on each other. And they're just like... And so... Yeah. And then their B plot is nicely wrapped up and it's cute. So then Spinner goes to Miss Hatzilakos and turns himself in for what he did to Jimmy. And
he turns Jay in as well.
And Miss Hatzilakos is really disappointed in him. And he's like, yeah, I understand that I should be suspended. And she's like, suspended? And yet she doesn't say expulsion right away.
No.
She just goes, suspended. Oh, we have a zero tolerance policy for bullying. I'm going to call your parents. I'm going to and I need to get Jay out of class. And Spinner's like, when do I get to come back to school? And she's like, honey, you're never coming back.
A boy is dead and another's in a wheelchair.
A boy is dead. That read is so funny.
Yeah.
Spinner, a boy is dead. Or no, Gavin, I guess.
Yeah,
a boy is dead and another one is confined to a wheelchair for what might be the rest of his life. And
it doesn't matter that you're sorry.
Yeah.
You still did it.
Yeah. So
pretty harsh.
Yeah, it's pretty harsh. But like she said, zero tolerance policy.
Yeah, they didn't have a zero tolerance policy for bullying, you know, like a couple, like six episodes ago when the bullying was happening.
But, yeah.
But now they do because of this.
Exactly. Exactly. They've got a new zero tolerance.
It's not really fair to apply today's rules.
I agree.
To an infraction that occurred yesterday.
I agree.
But also get him the fuck out. My reaction when this episode ended was, too bad he's not expelled from the show. Cause I know he's still around.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, she expels Spinner and then that's when we freeze frame on Spinner being really sad that he's expelled from school.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, he deserves it. It's, I don't have any sympathy for him at all. I kind of thought I would. I don't.
You know how I feel about Spinner. I love Spinner.
Yeah.
As a character, you know, I don't like him as a person.
Right.
Obviously.
No, I understand that.
But I really do like him as a character. He gets some nice growth opportunities in the future.
Okay.
And this is really the beginning of his growth opportunities.
Okay. I remember you saying that before.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, no, yeah, this is, you know how things have to get worse before they get better?
Sure.
We're at the worst part.
Okay.
That's
good.
Yeah.
It couldn't get much worse than this.
I mean, to you, maybe.
Well, no, I know that there are worse things, but like...
Next season, something interesting happens.
Oh, no.
But...
Spinner does a murder.
I mean, I don't know.
That's the title of the episode.
Spinner does a murder. But yeah, how did you feel about this episode?
The Jimmy getting the basketball trophy stuff, I really liked. Mm-hmm. And I did not like a single other thing.
You didn't like the B plot?
No.
You want more JT. You get more JT. You don't want him anymore.
I don't like this JT. Like JT used to be fun. This JT is nerdy and telling bad jokes. I get plenty of that in my own life.
There's no pleasing you.
No, there is. Just, you know, it's like on another show.
Yeah, put all these characters in hockey uniforms. Put them on the ice. Remove all the dialogue.
Yeah, if they were professional hockey players, I'd like watching them play hockey. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. But
oh, no, God, we need to watch till season 12. That's when the hockey team comes to Degrassi.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, I just, I don't know. I just, it was like, it felt very much like a fluff B plot to offset mm-hmm. the very heavy A plot.
Which do often.
Which can work. And there have been B plots like that I liked. But this one, I was like, I didn't feel like there were any stakes to it because mm-hmm. never for a second did I think, oh, Liberty and JT aren't going to end up together.
Mm-hmm. Did you think that maybe JT and Danny weren't going to stay friends?
Not really.
I think that's the stakes right there.
It didn't feel real.
Okay.
And
maybe it's because it's such an overdone plot.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And just because, like, the dad being the, like, the dad being a guy who's just like, oh, don't date till you're 20. It's like, okay, so he's an archetype, but he's not real. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Van Zandt parents, I think they're trying, what they're trying to do is like explain how Liberty even became the way she is.
Sure.
But they are like so weird and archetypal. And it's like, we will see more of them next season.
Okay.
And it's just like, God. Yeah. The dad is really annoying. And okay, this is my issue with their black characters in general, is that both Liberty and Jimmy are mixed in real life. Sarah Bearable to Shower and Drake are mm-hmm. mixed in real life, but they're both full black on the show, which is annoying. Mm. So yeah, Liberty's mom, if you couldn't tell by Danny, is not white. Danny and Liberty look so not related, yeah, but it's whatever.
That's very true.
But that's neither here nor there. I love this episode. I think this episode did a great job of like that balance that we always talk about, mm-hmm. the like serious plot with a not serious plot, an unserious plot, if you will. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I almost forgot how moving and powerful this episode is for Jimmy and Spinner.
Yeah. For Jimmy, I felt genuinely moved mm-hmm. twice. Mm-hmm. Like him coming off the van, I was like, oh, hell yeah, this mm-hmm. is great. And the basketball thing I really liked, like I said, I wanted to like the Jimmy Spinner stuff more.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's me being biased against Spinner, but also like the acting from Spinner was so bad that I just couldn't get into it.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he... You know, they have to work with the actor that they have because this is the character they've had the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But it really felt like it's, and I hate to be so rude to an actor. You know, he's doing his best out there.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it really took me out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
I think the writing of that arc was really strong.
Yeah, it's so strong.
The writing of the B plot, terrible. The writing of the A plot, really good. And it just didn't hit like it should have.
Interesting. Yeah. What would you rate this episode?
I'll give this episode 2 out of 5 silly little skateboard elbow pads.
2?
Yeah.
Not even 2.5?
No, it has to be under half.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I think we're going to be really off with this one.
Okay.
I would give this episode like 4 out of 5
mm-hmm.
Monogram trophies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I basically was just like, well, I like 2 things, so it gets 2.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah, makes sense. I liked the storytelling. I liked the arcs for all the characters. That's so interesting. We're so divided on this. We should break up.
No. I'm trying to watch, like, I'm trying to like the show,
mm-hmm.
genuinely. And I didn't, like... And I'm like, is my reaction to this episode because of other things today? I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't, you know.
You didn't have a bad day.
I didn't have a bad day.
Yeah.
I didn't come in to watching this with any kind of mood. I think I just needed the acting to be better to get it. Into
right.
It.
I see
it
that.
It wasn't there.
I see that. You might have to abandon that need.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's a huge part of why I never got into I knew about the show as a mm-hmm. kid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a huge part of why I could never get into it before
mm-hmm.
or other shows like it is like I just don't buy it.
Okay. Yeah, I think when I watch a show, I'm big on story arc overall.
Mm-hmm.
I think recently, like in the last decade or so, I've become more dialogue focused. Like, mm-hmm. like how realistic does this dialogue sound?
Mm-hmm.
Right. But like, I've always been somebody who, if there's an arc, if there's something that's like, oh wow, this story was so well told, then it has my heart regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's how I fell in love with Degrassi.
That's so interesting to me because I feel mm-hmm. like you are a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And so stories are number one and dialogues are number two.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a comedic actor. So jokes are number one and acting is number two.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's always been like watching How I Met Your Mother or How I Met Your Father. Mm-hmm. Like, even though sometimes the acting is terrible, the story is stupid,
mm-hmm.
the jokes are good enough to overcome it.
Yeah.
Or some in How I Met Your Father, the jokes are not good enough, but it was like fun to watch how bad it was.
Yeah.
So that's different. But like, yeah.
Well, the story was good.
The story was good on How I Met Your Father. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
And sometimes like, you know what that is? The acting, except for the lead guy who I couldn't stand
mm-hmm.
On Father was good.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's not what this podcast is about. We could do a How I Met Your Father podcast.
No, we can't.
Because it's canceled.
Hulu canceled it.
And then constantly advertises it to us anyway.
Every time we end a Hulu show, it is advertised to us immediately after, and then I get mad. I get mm-hmm. so angry.
It's not fair.
Anyway.
But yeah, this just, I guess I'm like, it's not that I did not like the episode. It's that I was let down by the episode not being what it should have been.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I think that's right. Because the story arc, I get it and mm-hmm. I like it. And the Jimmy experience in this episode is...
Jimmy experience.
I can't say relatable.
Right.
But like...
It's real.
It rings true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, where do you think this plot is going to go for these characters?
Well, apparently Spinner's not just gone. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
This before. I didn't spoil this somehow.
No, I know. I bet he like misses some school and then goes off with Jay and does some stupid shit. And then
remember when they were in the woods and it looked like they had a plan and you were like, oh yeah, they're going to burn the school down.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, so maybe that's what happened. I don't know. I guess we see Spinner like hit rock bottom somehow, which mm-hmm. I don't know how it's worse than any of this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and then Jimmy continues to like reconnect with the school.
Jimmy continues to slay.
Yeah, obviously. I guess JT and Liberty keep dating and mm-hmm. Danny is like a cuck. I don't know.
Third wheel is the better term. He is not a cuck. He is a third wheel.
Yeah, I know. He's
one of these people is his sister.
<I know. laughs> What else? Manny and Spinner never speak again.
Okay.
And Miss Hatzilakos continues to slay as well.
Okay. Do you think Jimmy and Spinner ever make up?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. How long do you think it'll take?
By the end of the season.
Really? That's a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Well, the next episode,
mm-hmm.
season 4, episode 17. The title of the episode is Queen of Hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And our main player is Ellie.
Oh, okay. I think Ellie and Sean, Ellie visits Sean.
Mm.
And did you already tell me that Sean doesn't come back this season?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay, then I'm sticking with it.
Okay.
Ellie visits Sean and she tricks him into coming back by telling him she has a new boyfriend.
Oh.
And it's Spinner, and Sean comes back and beats the shit out of Spinner.
Spinner like is just sitting in his home. Sean comes up to him and just starts kicking his ass.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, "What did I do?"
Mm-hmm. That's what I think happened.
Okay, all right, all right. Any other guesses?
Yeah, I do think Sean comes back and Ellie and Sean reconnect.
Okay, all right. Let me see. The B plot is not interesting to me, so we're not going to guess on that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, then, I guess there's only one thing left to do.
Two.
There's only two things left to do. There's one thing left to do with two parts.
Okay.
Based on this episode, and I think I know the answer, mm-hmm. Season 4, Episode 16, Eye of the Tiger, are you a Degrassi fan?
Well, if it means we get less Spinner, maybe yes, but nah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah. After seeing that we have such differing opinions, there was an episode that you really like.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just having to deal with me shit talking your show.
Mm-hmm.
For another week.
And dealing with you playing with my microphone.
And playing with your microphone wire. Cable absentmindedly, constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I did stop.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Yes. Do you still love me?
Can you say that a little louder?
Do you still love me?
Can you ask it in a with a different inflection?
Do you still love me?
Yes.
Aw.
All right. Well, we did this episode.
We got through it.
We got through it. Nice. We have very few episodes left in the season. I'm Hell really excited. Yeah. We have, I think it's like four.
Wow. That is both too many and nice and short.
We've got Queen of Hearts, 2, 3, 4. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 episodes of the season, but 5 episodes of the podcast.
Okay.
Because the last two episodes are two-parters. So
two-parter.
That's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, where can the people find you on social media, honey?
I'm at Ezra Partier on Instagram. That's the main thing. My show is The Daily Misinformer. And nope, that's the only show. My show, The Daily Misinformer, is at Daily Misinformer. You can check out my sketch group at Public Breakup.
You have one more headbutt performance next.
That's true. One more headbutt performance this season. If we do get to come back next season, mm-hmm. there will be more, but we don't know yet. And that is 2 Mondays from now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to come check that out, last chance potentially.
Mm-hmm. Esty Heim might be there.
That's true. No, she'll be in Thailand.
Oh, right. She'll be in Thailand.
But who knows what other celebrities our group will find.
Who knows?
Cold DMing celebs has worked once. It could work again.
You can find me at OMG It's Key on Instagram and TikTok. You can find the podcast at Cuckoo Bananas Podcast on Instagram, or you can email us at cuckoobananaspodcast@gmail.com. But yeah, next week, probably a character analysis. We'll see. Maybe we'll do one of these.
Yeah.
Really luck of the draw, guys.
One of these days I should do a solo episode.
And what would you do?
I don't know yet.
Impressions of Degrassi characters.
Yeah, just what if we did a table read of an episode with improvisers improvising?
That would be really fun.
That would be really fun.
That would be really fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of into that.
Headbutt takeover.
All right. Well, maybe that'll happen.
Hmm.
Who knows?
Email us if you want that.
Okay.
Genuinely.
Yeah. Email us. Oh, wait. Because
if there's no interest, then.
Wait. Somebody emailed the pod.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I was supposed to read something.
Yeah. The email requests something and we will do it next week, but read it. This is okay. From loyal listener Carrie.
Yeah. Hi, Keely and Ezra. Now that you've done Secret, please watch the Degrassi mini What If Emma Was Jay and Jay Was Emma. It's my absolute favorite mini. Also, for someone who isn't super sold on Degrassi, Ezra sure has an affinity for it. I have an affinity for it? What does that mean? It
means you,
like, I get it. I connect
with it. Yeah, you got it. You connect with it.
I think that's just because I'm very good at show.
You're good at show. This is my Ken, and his job is show.
Hi, Barbie.
All right. Well, yeah, email us. We might do this. Don't include any spoilers in your email, and Ezra will read it on air.
That's right.
All right.
Look forward to reading your words.
Yep. Thank you guys for listening. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.